The government has signalled that it could delay further increases to the minimum wage and push back the deadline for the auto-enrolment of workers into pension schemes. The suggestion was made by the Public Expenditure Minister Jack Chambers on RTE's This Week programme. He said that given the instability foisted upon employers by Donald Trump's tariffs policy, the government's number one focus was protecting jobs. Joining us now is Rose Conway Walsh, who's the Sinn Féin spokesperson on public expenditure and reform. Good afternoon.
Hi, Rachel. How are you?
What's your response to what at the moment we should say are just suggestions? There hasn't been an official announcement.
And that's probably part of it, Rachel, is that this is more kite flying by the government. And we see over the weekend again, you know, they're rowing back on the commitments to increase the national minimum wage, to leave behind the living wage, the occupational sick pay, and the pension auto enrollment, as you say. Now, all of these measures were committed to by the government, and now they're backtracking on those. And it really, really is the wrong thing to be doing. It completely flies in the face of what we need to be doing, like increase. Increasing workers' poverty is in absolutely nobody's interest, not in the workers, not in their families, and certainly not in the businesses either. There are a number of other things that they need to be doing and that they could be doing right now. They're completely going in the wrong direction. I would appeal to the minister to stop this nonsense and to get back to what really needs to be done. And what needs to be done, we put forward the proposals in terms of the 9% VAT for hospitality businesses, the reductions to the cost of energy. We proposed as well that there would be a PRSI rebate on employees earning up to over €4 off the minimum wage. There are grants that can be put in place for digitisation, for decarbonisation, and obviously our infrastructure as well. Investment in the infrastructure is a huge thing that the government need to be doing at the moment as well. So I just say they're going in the wrong direction. We have to remember that the living wage as well is a recommendation of the Low Pay Commission, and that was designed to protect workers from poverty. And that is what the government had committed to do before the election.
Yeah, listening though to what he was saying yesterday, Jack Chambers, he seemed to be saying that there would still be increases for the low paid, but they might take place over a longer period of time.
But you see, that's kind of sliding the can down the road when there are immediate things that can be done. What we need to do for workers is we need investment in training. We have 1.5 billion surplus in the National Training Fund to upskill workers and to help to maintain and increase productivity there. So that should be done, as well as the investment in the water, in renewable energy, in transport, to enable businesses to grow and diverse.
Isn't he talking about all of those things as well, though? Isn't this supposed to be part of a broader package?
But he's been talking about them for decades, and I think this is what businesses are looking at the moment. They don't want talk, they want action. And the actions that need to be done right here and right now to deliver the projects that have been promised for years need to be taken. We cannot have a situation where we're in the midst of a cost of living crisis, where workers have never worked so hard, yet they're struggling so much. We cannot have it on the backs of them. It shouldn't be the old, the lowest paid, the most vulnerable in society to be the first casuals in the tariff-related crisis. We saw that before in 2008. We saw the damage that done. So absolutely, we recognise that we need to increase our competitiveness and maintain our competitiveness, but this is the total wrong way to do it. And in terms of the auto-enrolment, I mean, this goes back for years as well. I know back in 2018, that was nearly 10 years ago.
It's clear, though, that this suggestion is now being made by the government because employers are saying to them, this is the wrong time to introduce this. It's only going to make life more difficult for us.
And that's why I'm saying that you support businesses. I have met with business representatives.
And would you do that through specific payments as well?
Through specific payments in rowing back. Oh, I certainly would to businesses in terms of grants. I'm speaking to you here from the local enterprise office in Castlebar, who do great work across the county in supporting businesses. But what they're finding as well is that a lot of businesses aren't taking up the grants that are there because there's too much red tape, and there's a perception that there's too much red tape there. So businesses 100% need to be supported in being competitiveness, but it's not on the backs of low-paid workers that this should be done.
Oh, right.
And obviously, our biggest threat to competitiveness is housing, Rachel, and that's what businesses and representative groups tells us. They have no place to house their workers.
All right. Listen, thank you very much indeed for joining us this lunchtime. Rose Conway-Walsh there of Sinn Féin.